Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling. We opened up the programme tonight with Corradino and Sharon Shannon. The programme, Ireland Calling, is brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group, and greetings to everybody listening in Auckland on a Wednesday night. We're down in Christchurch on Saturday night, Capley Coast and Wellington on Sunday night. And greetings to everybody tuned in on planetaudio.org.nz. Around New Zealand and around the world. I know we have listeners in many parts of the world. We'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland tonight, and indeed plenty of good music. Don't forget the AGM of the Auckland Irish Society is coming up at the end of June. So if you remember, make sure you get out there on the 29th and of June for the AGM, where new representatives will be elected to the high office. And what else is happening? We'll bring you all the latest news of the sports fixtures in Ireland. Not good results for our Irish golfers, but there was plenty of action on the GA front. And of course, we'll cover some of the other main items that are making the news in Ireland over the next hour here on the programme. Well, the fine weather has come back, and I thought we'd open up the programme tonight with Bagatelle and Summer in Dublin.
Your kind words, and I'll still remember your name. But I've seen you changing and turning, and I know that things just won't be the same. Rich. I was glad we weren't going too far.
Yes, well, it's certainly summer in Dublin and summer all over Ireland this week. A great spell of fine weather after a few weeks of not so great weather. There was a great 3 weeks of weather in May, but thankfully the fine weather has come back and people are enjoying it. Of course, the Leaving Cert and Junior Cert students are still working hard to get their exams finished. And I think they'll all come to an end towards the end of next week. And then the long wait will be on what's going to how many points they get to get into their preferred choice to go to university later this year. Well, as is the case down here in New Zealand, there's one world story that's dominating the news. The issue between Israel and Iran is dominating all the news, and all Irish politicians are calling for a calm and for a negotiation to take place rather than the continuing bombing that's happening relentlessly every day. And Irish government ministers met earlier this week, and they're very worried about the Trump trade threat. It casts a shadow on budget 2026. This is the first time that ministers get together along with representatives of some industry. And of course, Ireland has done very well out of the foreign direct investment companies there in Ireland, but they're obviously very worried now about the impending tariffs coming up on troughs. The great weekend for former Irish rugby or football international Stephen Kinney. His daughter, Caoimhe, she was crowned a Miss Ireland, having represented Louth in the preliminary tournament. She got in and won, and she's off to the Miss World, I presume. And of course, good luck to all the contestants and the Rose Tralee that'll be taking place over there in Tralee at the end of August. We'll take a break and have another piece of music, and Christy Moore, and Christy's singing Bright Blue Rose.
I skimmed across black water without once submerging onto the banks of an urban morning that hungers the first light much, much more than the mountains ever do. And she, like a ghost beside me, goes down with the ease of a dolphin and emerges unlearned and shamed and harmed. For she is the perfect creature, a natural in every feature, and I am the geek with the alchemist's stone. For all of you who must discover, for all who seek to understand, for having left the path of others, you find a very special hand. And it is a holy thing, and it is a precious time, and it is the only way. Forget-me-nots among the snow, it's always been, and so it goes. To ponder is debt, and is life eternally. Discover, for all who seek to understand, for having left the path of others, you find a very special hand. And it is a holy thing, and it is a precious time, and it is the only way. For forget-me-nots among the snow. It's always been, and so it goes, to ponder his debt and his life eternally. Bright blue rose outlives all those 2,000 years, and still it goes to ponder his debt and his life eternally.
Hope you enjoyed Christy there and Bright Blue Rose. And of course, Christy will be doing a series of concerts again towards the end of the year, normally at Vicar Street. There was lots of sporting action in Ireland over the weekend. Of course, two Irish golfers, Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry, were involved in the US Open, but they both, Lowry didn't make the cut, and McIlroy wished he didn't make it either, but he ended up in the top 20 after four disappointing rounds of golf. So all the attention now will be on the British Open, which is taking place in Ireland at the Royal Portrush Golf Club in a few weeks' time. So that'll be the big impetus there. Just on sport, we'll come back later to the GAA results. Of course, Leinster finally won some silverware. They beat the Bulls from South Africa in the final of the URC Rugby Championship. And a great day for Kiwi Jordy Barrett, who was on the winning team. And of course, all the Irish internationals that played with Leinster that have been selected with the Lions, they joined in the Lions camp, which are training this week in Dublin before an opening game at a sellout of Aviva Stadium this weekend. And then they'll travel to Australia and take on the Wallabies in 3 tests. But before that, they're playing out 5 games. And disappointment for Ireland captain Caelan Doris, who probably would have been leading the side had he not got injured playing for Leinster a few weeks ago. We'll take another piece of music, and this time it's Dolores Cain and Never Be the Sun.
And you won't be the moon above us. the sky. And you won't be the moon above us on the moonlit night. And you won't be the stars in heaven, although they burn so bright. But even on
well, I hope you enjoyed that song there from Dolores King, Never Be the Sun. Of course, Dolores in her probably 72nd year now, and one of the great singers, started her career out with Jay Donovan, but still going very, very strong. Not sure she does as many concerts these days. What else has been happening in Ireland? Well, thankfully, there's been no serious incidents to report over in the last few weeks. We've had so many trials relating to murders that was going on. The man that was being questioned relating to the disappearance of a young American student back in 1993 was released without charge last weekend. This was a huge story at the time, where this girl disappeared and her body has never been found. And the police investigated an original investigation, interviewed the suspect that was arrested again last week, and he was basically held for 24 hours but released without any charge. But over the last few days, there has been a lot of work happening at a house out in West Auckland or West Dublin, and excavation is happening there. Whether or not there'll be any, I'm sure there is a connection with the disappearance of the young American girl that disappeared and was presumed murdered back in 1993, but yet nobody brought to, charged with her murder. Of course, the Air India flight that crashed the other night, that had put shockwaves throughout the people travelling around the world, and still no absolute confirmation of what caused the accident. But I see your story in Monday's Irish Times, where the two pilots had almost no time to recover as passenger jet went down. And it just goes to point out the danger of flying, you know, and those of us that do fly, especially in them trips back to Ireland. And we just put our hands in the guidance of the people flying the plane, and thankfully most people get to their destinations on time and safely. Pretty much 99.9% of people do. On the business front, I see the state is to sell the remaining shares it has in AIB. Of course, AIB was one of the banks that had to be bailed out by the Irish government around 2010. So the sale is going by way of placement with institutional investors, is expected to raise about $310 million for the government. And I think all the money that they used to bail out both AIB and Bank of Ireland now has been repaid. Of course, some of the other banks didn't survive. Irish Nationwide, there's still an inquiry going on into that. And of course, Anglo-Irish Bank was the big bank that brought the whole banking system to its knees. All right, we'll take another piece of music and home to Donegal. And when we come back, we'll talk about Donegal's last-minute victory over Mayo in the football final. But here is Daniel O'Donnell and Home to Donegal.
Some things have to be in the show, you know. The lights of London are far behind. The thoughts of homeland are crowding my mind. Familiar places come in view. I see my home now. Soon I'll see you. talk to the old folk. Sure, they're getting on. We'll treat them to late nights and sing a few songs. We'll talk all the neighbors and life in the town. There's so much to tell them. The days fly around. This is my homeland, the place I was born. No matter where I go, it's in my soul. My feet may wander a thousand places, but my heart Johnny Gall.
Yes, Daniel's still going strong, but as I mentioned recently, he's taken a step back from entertaining at the beginning of next year. Well, there was so many Gaelic games on over the weekend, it was hard to know what game to look at. And of course, you can watch the games on GAA Plus if you want to watch your favourite team playing. Look up GAA Plus and you go onto the website there and find out all the different there's options on watching one particular game, buying it or buying a season pass for a year. And of course, we're coming down to the business end of both the hurling and football. So last weekend, the final round of playoff games that took place, and Roscommon, all these were neutral venues, played Cork, and they lost 17 points to 19. So Roscommon went out. Kerry, they were playing at O'Connor Park, and they were beaten by Meath, 16 points to 122. But both Meath and Kerry go on to the next stages. We'll give you the results of the draw later. Dublin had a 2-point win over Derry, and Derry go out. And my county, Galway, had a last-minute win over Armagh, 222 to 27 points. So Galway advanced to the playoffs, and they're playing this weekend. In hurling, the All-Ireland Senior Hurling Championships last weekend, Tipperary beat Laois 332 to 18 points. Dublin 325 to Kildare's 13 points. And we'll move on here to then on Sunday games that took place in football. Monaghan 227 beat Down 126. Louth 217, Clare 214. Tyrone 31 points, Cavan 18 points, and Donegal played Mayo in Roscommon. Jim McGuinness wasn't happy that Donegal had to travel all the way to Roscommon, which he felt was a better venue for Mayo, but that happened because the Sligo grounds is being renovated at the moment. But Donegal, Mayo, all that to do needed was a draw, and they were level when the bell, the hooter, was about to go, but the last kick of the game, Donegal scored, and as a result of that, Mayo go out, and Cavan went through. And the draw was made yesterday morning for the games coming up this weekend. And Kerry, they'll be at home to take on Cavan. You'd tip Kerry to win that. Dublin are at home to play Cork. That'll probably be the match of the round. And in the Hurling Championships on Saturday, you've got Dublin playing Limerick and Galway are playing Tipperary. And that Galway-Tipperary game is down at the Gaelic grounds. Then on Sunday, Down against Galway. Down beaten last weekend, but still went through. Galway probably the easier of the draws, and then Donegal are at home to Louth. So lots of big games. And then the Tailteann Cup, the second tier GAA football competition. Games are coming up this weekend. The semi-final, Wicklow against Limerick and Kildare against Fermanagh. And as I said, you can watch all these games on GAA Go Plus. All right. Take another bit of music. This time it's Mary Black and Sonny.
Sonny lives on a farm in a wide open space. Take off your shoes, stay out of the race. Lay down your head by the soft river bed. Sonny, remembers the words Mama said. Sonny, don't go away. I'm here all alone. Your daddy's a sailor, never comes home. Nights are so long, silence goes. Sonny works on the land, though he's barely a man. There's not much to do, but he does what he can. Sits by his window, in his room by the stairs, watching the waves drifting soft on the pier. Comes home. Nights are so long. honey, don't go away.
Right, well, I hope you're enjoying the programme tonight. That was Mary Black and Sonny. And, of course, Ireland Calling is brought to you each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And you're listening to us in Auckland on Wednesday night on Planet FM in Auckland, Plains FM down in Christchurch on Saturday night, Kapiti Coast Radio and Wellington Access Radio on Sunday. And greetings to everybody that tune in on planetaudio.org.nz. Right, well, what else has been making the news over there in Ireland? Well, I'm just looking at all the different newspapers here on the RT website, and it's just full of international news about the conflict, not alone in Ukraine and Gaza, and now the Middle East, and obviously a warning. I see New Zealand government is telling Kiwis to get out of Iran and Israel, and I'm sure the Irish people government will be doing the same. People before Prophet Paul Murphy, he went off, flew to Egypt the other day to form a kind of, well, there was just a cavalcade of trucks, not with any food or items that's needed in Gaza, but was just a symbol of what's happening. And even before the convoy set off from Egypt, many of the people involved in the convoy, including MPs from other countries, were arrested. And people before Prophet TD Paul Murphy was arrested and freed and arrested and freed twice by the Egyptian authorities. But I heard of an RT the other day, he just wanted to highlight what is happening over there in Gaza with the terrible situation of people starving, while there's trucks with laden with medical and food and other items that's needed left at the border. So again, sadly, with the developing situation between Israel and Iran, you know, people in Gaza and indeed Ukraine are getting forgotten about at the moment. And on top of this, people are looking for leadership from the US, and it doesn't seem to be coming at the moment, although I do see that President Trump has left the G7 meeting in Canada early to go back to obviously be looking at the situation that's developing in the Middle East. And of course, America are back in Israel, and everybody, Trump seems to want everybody to do a deal. He thinks Iran and Israel will do a deal, but I'm not sure what the deal will be. The damage that has been done over the last few weeks has been, the last few days have been unbelievable. Right, we'll come back. We'll move on. And this time, the Saw Doctors, they played in Cork last weekend, and this is one of their big hits, I Used to Love Her.
I have fallen for another, she can make her own way. And even if she asks me now, I let her go alone. But I used to see her up the chapel when she went to Sunday Mass. Now she goes to receive, I kneel down there and watch her pass. The glory of her ass. I used to love her once, long, long time ago. I used to love her, I used to love her once, long, long time ago. It's gone, all my loving is gone. Whoa, 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 it's gone, all my loving is gone. You remember her collecting for concern on Christmas Eve. Ambitious contribution. And I winked at her to tell her I'd seduce her in the future. But she's feeling looser. I used to love her, I used to love her once, long, long time ago. I used to love her, I used to love her once, long, long time ago. It's gone, all my loving is gone. So now you know the truth of it, she's no longer my obsession. A lot of thoughts and dreams I had of her would take 6 months in confession. See, I met this young one Thursday night, and she's into free expression. And her mission is to rid the world of this sinful repression. Then we had a session. I used to love her, I used to love her. I used to love her.
hope you enjoyed listening to the band from Tune there, the Saw Doctors, and they're still going very strong. And speaking of Tune, finally, after years and years, there's finally excavation happening at an old burial site in Tune, which was close to the former Bon Secours Hospital. We know Catherine Corliss has highlighted the issue of bodies that were, of babies that were dumped there and not buried in proper marked graves between the late 30s and the early 60s. And she pretty much was, you know, a solo campaigner for many years and featured on many radio and TV shows. But finally, she's got the government to invest money in doing a proper inquiry and finding out what happened to these poor children that were all dumped basically in what was talked as a kind of a septic tank sewage pit, and has lain that they've lain there for years, and even a new housing development built on top of some of it. But all the excavation of that is taking place over the next week or two. Just looking at some other stories that are happening there. Johnny Sexton talking about enjoying being part of the coaching setup for the Lions, which are playing a game against Barbarian or Argentina in Dublin this weekend. And then they head off to Australia and start their tour over there in Perth on the West Coast. So Sexton said he's happy to be involved without having to travel. He said he'd never travel to France or the likes of New Zealand to coach full time like Ronan O'Gara has done, and Gara doing it with great success, although this year not having the great success that he's had previous years with his club La Rochelle. Of course, on Monday last, and maybe some of you here celebrated, the great Irish writer James Joyce, it was Blues Day, and there was quite a few events held around Dublin to mark the anniversary of one of Ireland's great writers. And Michael D. Higgins held a garden party at Áras an Uachtaráin on Sunday, and his last one before he stepped down as President of Ireland at the end of October. And he just really wanted the Irish people to realise what a great author James Joyce was. Of course, he was driven out of Ireland and buried, I'm pretty sure he's buried in Switzerland. There was a lovely interview with Gary Hines on Oliver Callan's show on Monday on RT Radio. Of course, Gary was one of the founders of the Druid Theatre over in Galway, and she, along with Mick Lally and a few more people in the arts, set up the Druid Theatre. And of course, they did it on the smell of an oily rag when they started in the 70s, but it went on to great success, and it's still grown grown very well. And of course, Gary talked about the loss of some of the great people that worked with her, including Mick Lally. Those of us that used to live in Ireland in the 70s, 80s, we remember Mick from Miley from Glenroe. And of course, Mick passed away a few years ago, and Gary's wife passed away there earlier this year, and she was talks about the heartbreak of losing a loved one. Right, we're coming to the end of another programme, but we'll have time for one more song, and this time we'll go with Sinead O'Connor and Raglan Road. Ireland and Mary Black. In fact, the very first programme that I did back in August 1990, that was the song that I played, I remember. I had Gary McCormack, a well-known New Zealand entertainer, as a guest on that first show, which was broadcast out of the old AUT studio, or the Access Radio studio there in Auckland. So that's quite a few years ago. And Ireland Calling, which you're listening to tonight, brought with the support of the Hugh Green Group, is still going strong. And I want to thank the Hugh Green Group for their continued support. And thank you for listening in. I know there's quite a few people that tune in and have been tuning in for years to the program that you're listening to tonight. So I hope you enjoy the program. We'll leave you tonight with The Parting Glass from the High Kings. And I'll be back again next week at the same time with another edition of Ireland Calling. For me, I'll say good night, goodbye, and God bless, and look forward to talking to you this time next week. Bye-bye now.
All the money that e'er I had, I spent it in good company. And all the harm I've ever done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be to you all. So fill to me the parting glass and drink a health whate'er befalls. Then gently rise and softly call, good night and joy be to you all. Of all the comrades that here I had, they're sorry for my going away, and all the sweethearts that e'er I had, they will.